Washington, this is VOA News. Steve Norman reporting. Security officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber killed at least 33 people, wounded around 100 others, happened in an attack in the city of Jalalabad. Police chief of the province of Nangarhar told reporters that the attack occurred today outside a bank where government employees receive their paychecks. Taliban denied responsibility for that bombing, calling it an evil act. After 12 years on the run as Iraq's most wanted man, Izzat Rabin al-Duri, Saddam Hussein's former deputy, was killed, according to top Iraqi officials. Edward Uranian reports now from our Middle East Bureau.
The veteran Saddam Hussein, loyalist known for his bitter and biting criticism of the U.S. and his trademark shock of red hair, was killed in fighting, according to top Iraqi officials. Waad Jaburi, governor of Salahuddin province, told Iraqi state TV that it was almost certain that Duri was dead and that his body was being taken to Baghdad for DNA testing. Jaburi insists that the killing will have positive effects on the ongoing conflict in Iraq. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
World Bank offering an additional $650 million to help Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone recover from the devastating Ebola epidemic. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says as long as one case of the virus remains, it is a threat to these countries and the world. New World Bank data shows Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone have lost $2.2 billion in economic activity. The bank's experts say Liberia is gradually returning to normalcy. This is VOA News. UN launching a $274 million emergency appeal to provide life-saving assistance to 7.5 million people caught in Yemen's escalating conflict. Lisa Schlein has details.
The United Nations reports the conflict in Yemen has escalated significantly since Saudi Arabia began pounding Houthi rebels with airstrikes about 3 weeks ago. It says millions of people in 18 of the country's 22 governorates experienced severe shortages of fuel, food, water, medical supplies, and other essential needs. The spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says there is little escape from the fighting, which is widespread throughout residential areas.
Hospitals, schools, airports, and mosques have been damaged and destroyed across the country, and there are numerous reports of serious violations of human rights and international humanitarian law.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Obama said Friday that the United States and Europe should maintain those sanctions against Russia until it implements a ceasefire agreement in Ukraine. He spoke just after meeting with Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi.
We agreed that the international community needs to continue supporting Ukraine with robust assistance as it pursues economic and political reforms. Along with our international partners, we strongly support the Minsk agreements, and we agree that both Russia and the Ukraine must fulfill all the obligations under these agreements.
Mr. Obama's remarks came as Moscow warned that the arrival of U.S. paratroopers to train Ukrainian soldiers could destabilize the region. U.S. and Europe have imposed a series of sanctions on Russia since its annexation of Crimea from Ukraine last year and subsequent support of separatists in eastern Ukraine. South Korea's point man on North Korea said Friday he expects to see progress in the inter-Korean relations in the near future. Hong Yong-pyo told reporters his government will enhance efforts to improve ties with Pyongyang. Hong's comments come as the U.S. and South Korea are about to wrap up joint military exercises that involve 200,000 South Korean soldiers and 3,700 U.S. troops. Pyongyang protested the exercise strongly, boycotting dialogue with Seoul. Washington and Seoul insist the exercise is deterrent in nature. U.S. Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is recovering after undergoing quadruple heart bypass surgery. Doctors say the 68-year-old former NBA star is expected to make a full recovery. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.